Welcome to another episode of Diva Court. I'm your host, Marcia Mignot, and with me is my co-diva.
It's me, yo.
We're live again for you, listeners. Don't put away your cell phones because you need to get this edutainment before you close your eyes.
Facts.
Make sure you look for us every week. Find us on Spotify. Apple Podcast.
Apple. La, la, la.
And Google Podcast.
Yes.
Don't forget to look for our videos every Wednesday when we push them out
real good.
All right, listeners, we are coming out the blocks with the raid, the federal raid. Puff Daddy's home has been bum rushed by the federal government, and they are looking for human trafficking victims.
Yes.
I'm suspect of the federal government, listeners, and let me tell you why. I'm just going to give Puff Daddy a little bit more credit than the most. Here's what I mean by that.
Please tell us.
Human trafficking and prostitution is like twins. Fraternal twins, that is.
Sisters, but not cousins. Or cousins, but not sisters.
No, fraternal twins. So I did that?
Yes,
okay.
I saw
the same interaction, but they don't look alike.
They don't look alike. But
and but they do look alike.
They look alike, but they didn't share
they
the same
like
placenta.
They look like family.
They were birthed from the same mother at the same time, but they didn't share the same placenta. That's the difference. Okay, listeners, what are we talking about? Puff Daddy was raided today, Miami and, is it Vegas?
Miami and L.A.
Miami and L.A. home was raided by the federal government. And according
to...
Two Miami homes? Mm-hmm. Wow. I thought it was one Miami home.
Two Miami homes.
Well, look at you, Puff Daddy, with all them assets they coming to get.
And more people to hide with, my dear.
Not that house, this one.
All so right, y'all scurry down the tunnels to the other.
Here's what I find suspect.
Allegedly. They probably was on the underground tunnel, and they just had them all, like, just standing
y'all
there.
I got to run.
Yeah.
Like the Underground Railroad,
mm-hmm.
the underground tunnels.
Whole tunnel.
All right, so here's what I find suspect about human trafficking. That is the reason that the federal government got a warrant to start taking up stuff out of Puff Daddy's house. Human trafficking, I'm going to give Puff Daddy a little bit more credit with the people.
Did you? Because you didn't get, because you tried to give him credit on that last case. And what I mean by that is like Puff Daddy would never not listen to his attorney.
No. I know there's a lot of people that don't listen to their attorney. I've experienced that one.
His attorney's going to handle that.
No, don't think so. But here's what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. Human trafficking is akin to prostitution. Mm-hmm. And if the federal government would struggle with getting a warrant from a magistrate judge to search for prostitution, it might be a little bit easier to get a warrant if you say human trafficking.
Mm.
And sometimes you have to be careful because law enforcement will go get a warrant for something, not necessarily what they think you're guilty of, but just to get access to the property so that they can come in and whatever they see in plain view now becomes a problem, right?
How many dildos you think they saw, allegedly?
Let me tell you something. You know what the good news is? It could be a case of dildos. Those are not illegal. So long as they're not in a box with girls that you traveled girls. From.
It's like travel crate.
Yeah, it's not a crate of girls, a binders of women, anything like that, sir. That is a lot that's going on with him. And I'm hopeful.
I told you. I've been telling you, like, something about to hit the fan with Diddy. Did I tell you? You remember I told you?
You know what? The reason why we are not surprised by Puff Daddy having additional legal issues is the way he resolved the first lawsuit.
Right.
If you let it come out, they're going to come for you.
Right.
So if you planned on settling that lawsuit and not teaching someone a lesson, like how Johnny Depp did, because Johnny was like, I'm not, no, we're going to try this case. We're going to try it in the UK, and then we're going to try it again in the USA. If you had that stance where I don't care what you accuse me of, I don't care how many photos you take out and just boldly trumpet, then that Johnny, then you don't have to worry.
Well, he knew he wasn't, Johnny knew he was going against a liar.
But remember now.
A liar who actually had makeup done to make herself look like
you were the diva that said, I believe women.
No, I did not. I was the one that said, I don't believe women. And you said, run the tape back.
I will go get the tape.
I said, I don't believe women. And you said, here at Diva Court, we believe that rape is bad.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure we are going to bet again. Remember I won the last bet?
You didn't win.
I won the last bet. You had to pay the $100. You had to pay the $100. You remember that?
I remember that. I think you won off of technicality.
No, even the listeners gave me the win. You remember that?
But that's why you won, because you had favoritism.
Wow.
You're their favorite host. Wow. That's why you won. But I did not say
divotism? That. Divotism? We have divotism going on in here?
Yes. You had to put out a disclaimer because I was like, I don't believe these women. These women be lying. No.
You had said, to put out I believe women.
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't believe
so
women.
That debate will be solved on the next episode of Diva Court. But I was not surprised that Puff Daddy had additional issues, because if you let a scathing complaint like that come out and then you settle that lawsuit, you have just opened Pandora's box. Mm-hmm. You've opened it for the government. You've opened it for other litigants. You've opened it for other complaints.
Because all they have to do is talk to Cassidy.
All I got to do, all I got to say is what Cassidy said.
Yeah.
That part.
All I got to do is take her complaint.
Take her complaint and say, ditto, paragraph 5. That's me.
Or I'm talking about
the other lawyers.
The New York Southern District is the one who filed, who got the warrant for the Miami and the LA home.
My point is this.
So what I'm saying is
you know it's probably, Homeland Security though, right?
Well, yeah, because from what when I heard the news report, Homeland Security was able to execute it, because when you say human trafficking, it falls under
realm. I'm coming for you. Yeah. I'm going federal. Yeah. I'm not going New York. So I'm not going where you have friends.
New York, but the New York Southern District is the one who filed the charges. So maybe they took the Cassidy's complaint.
That's my point. Yeah. If you're going to settle it.
Did she file the complaint in New York?
I don't remember where the complaint was filed. But I do know if you let a complaint like that come out and now people can read it because it's out there, and people who are coming for you know what to allege because you settled that one. I think it was too little too late. Even if you had planned to settle it, Puff Daddy.
And they had at least two more people that I know of.
You should not have. There's allegations after that. Yeah. So there's two more allegations after that settlement. Because I want my check too. So the problem is.
You know, now I can tell you this. I was upset with Cassie, I don't know what her name is. Because I was just like, why wouldn't you stop this from happening to anyone? Maybe she was like, she snitched on him after she got the money. She got that bread first. Look, she got that bread first.
She got
first.
A contract that says, give me that bread back.
Now that what if they subpoena her? Like, what if they forced her to, you know what I'm saying? They filed a complaint, right?
Right.
She files a complaint. It's public, you know, it's a public document now.
Right.
She settles the case. She signs a, I was going to say a do not disturb.
That's what he wants. He wants a do not disturb. Can I get a do not disturb, a ND?
She signs a disclosure, a non-disclosure.
A DND.
A
DND. A DND.
Right. But the attorney's office reads this complaint, and now they're like, you need to come in, and we need to have a conversation.
Well, here's the issue. First of all, for the prosecutor to come in and say, you have to come in and we are going to pursue criminal charges whether you want us to or not, the statute of limitations could not have run, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what dates she listed in her complaint, but if the dates are outside of the statute, then we have a problem. You can't just come for him like that. And that's probably why you see them going the route they're going, which is, let's see who else you human trafficking. Let's see if you're holding anybody else.
They said they've been planning this for months.
I just don't think, I don't think.
They gon' he
I don't
going
think
to
it's human trafficking. I don't think it's human trafficking.
It wasn't Rico either.
I'm not saying I'm not. Hey, you, look, R. Kelly got a one man Rico, so stop right, right there.
It wasn't Rico
Puff
either.
Daddy, there are history. There is history behind a one man Rico, sir. Be careful what you're doing. But here's my point. My point is, if you are going to criminalize having sex parties between consenting adults with alcohol and drugs, and you're going to have to close California.
You're going to shut
you're gonna have to shut Hollywood down, honey.
Shut it down.
You're going to have to close Hollywood. The movie industry is dead.
Well, maybe that's what maybe that's what's happening.
What, the movie industry?
That they're just shutting down people. Maybe they're going, look, because it started with Weinstein, and then it went to Epstein. I was going to
Augustine,
R. Kelly, then it went to Combs. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they're...
You can't forget the point that P. Diddy, the rumors on P. Diddy of being a menace to society have been out there for a while.
Right.
So the rumors aren't helping them in any way.
That's true.
Even if they're true or...
But you know what? Even if they're false, because we live in such a society
I think
now.
He got bored. It's just like Weinstein. You know what I'm saying? You got all... Not Weinstein. Epstein. You got all this money in the world, but you want to have a sex island. Well, you traffic
allegedly.
People.
Because we still haven't got no evidence, no trial.
His estate could possibly sue.
Well, we there's no conviction. There's no settlement. There's no civil suit. There's no judgment.
Well, who coming for me? Because he dead.
They went for his friend.
Who?
She is in prison.
I'm talking about, so she's in prison for?
Assisting?
No. What I'm saying is that you said Jeffrey Epstein is allegedly because, you know what I'm saying?
He wasn't convicted.
He wasn't convicted.
Correct. There was no trial. He
wasn't
convicted.
That nigga dead. Like,
he's gone.
Right.
And there's not going to be one.
Right.
So you cannot.
Why do I have to say allegedly? Am I going to spoil
his name? You still have to say allegedly. You don't have evidence of that. And the reason you're saying allegations.
I thought it's alleged because you don't want to get sued.
No. The reason we're saying alleged, listeners, is because they're allegations. And they're only allegations until they're proven in a civil proceeding.
I get all that.
By a preponderance of the evidence.
If you don't say allegedly and they're alive and they're.
No. Here's the thing. If you don't say allegedly, right, and they're false, you are borderlining on defamation.
Right.
Because now you are repeating some defamatory statement that could ruin someone that you can ruin someone. You can still ruin
his reputation already ruined.
No. The allegations.
He's dealing with Satan.
No.
He got both these.
Whether or not.
He don't need to be worried about what I say.
Whether or not.
He needs to be worried about what
the
Lord
allegations have you looking at him sideways, which most allegations have people looking at people sideways. And that's why it's so reckless to make an allegation against someone that you can't prove because you could destroy someone's life to the point where some people will kill themselves.
He dead.
No, my point
no,
is.
No, I definitely get your point. I want
point.
You to understand.
My point
the
on
record,
the allegation. Okay, so let me fix the dead part. Let me address the dead part. Whether you're dead or not, your reputation can still be ruined from the grave. I can still say things about you.
What's the word? Posthumously?
Which is even worse. Because guess what?
You can't
defend
yourself.
Well,
guess who? Oprah and her crew, Gail, was talking badly about Michael Jackson, and he hasn't got charged.
He was charged.
I mean, he wasn't convicted. He wasn't convicted.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Shut up, Kevin. He wasn't convicted is what I mean.
So what they did is they spoke about the allegations.
I don't have no respect for
They
Jeff
spoke
Epstein.
About the trial. Well, you don't have any respect for someone who is guilty of any type of sex assault.
I said allegedly that's with
why,
P. Diddy because he
That's
alive.
Why I have no respect for someone who said they grab women by their private parts. Okay?
Because they've been convicted.
Like, oh.
He alive.
Do y'all
allegedly
hear?
Allegedly.
Do y'all hear that?
By private
do y'all
parts.
Hear?
Doesn't wait. So do y'all here's that? Another question. If I say I grab people by the
if
coconut,
it's an admission, yes, I can say you did it because it's an admission.
I That's don't have how, to be in a court. Look, it's not hearsay.
Look.
The one in court of law, any hearsay?
It's an exception.
Would that be?
Let's educate our listeners. Okay, go ahead. It's an exception to the hearsay rule. Mm-hmm. Because although something might be hearsay under the law, mm-hmm. there can be an exception to the hearsay rule. So it would be hearsay. Because hearsay is anything said outside of a courtroom, offered in court to prove the matter asserted. Mm-hmm. So if he were in court and he was like, he said he grabbed them. That is hearsay. However, the exception to the hearsay rule is admission by a party opponent, excited utterance. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of exceptions to the hearsay.
Okay, so what if we on trial, right, for just the word grab them by the pussy, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I said it, but I was found not guilty for saying it. Then can you still say that I said it?
Yeah, but people, when they talk about you saying it, it wouldn't be a lie that you said it because you did.
I allegedly said it.
For something to be defamatory.
Like I said they let you grab them. I didn't say I am grabbing them.
Defamation, first element of defamation has to be false.
Okay, but no. So here's my question. If I'm not mistaken, he said they let you grab them by the, not that I grabbed them by the. You know mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you say that I said, you know, and you can just grab them by the, I said, I didn't say that. So it's still allegedly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you think.
The wordplay.
That.
It's the wordplay.
That it's still not an exception.
You got to get the, you have to quote me verbatim.
I'm sorry, that math ain't math.
It's not. Math ain't math. Because okay. Remember, for it to be defamatory.
Like racial jungles.
It has to be false. And you said
Shut
it.
Shut up.
If you said it and people heard you say it, and I said you said it, it would be the truth
it. He didn't say, and then I grab him by the, he said, you know, if you're a big time celebrity, you know, you got this money, the girls will come around and they'll let you grab them by the. He didn't say, but I, myself.
He said, you can just grab them. Okay. He didn't say they'll let you
low key. I'm making up shit. I don't know what he said. I just try to see if I can get some wiggle room.
This is an evening of making up stuff, people. Before you go to bed, you get your edutainment and makeup stuff. Okay. Because this show is for what? Edutainment purposes only. But Puff Daddy's got problems. He's got legal problems. But you know what? I don't think you got the right
legal. He going to jail, honey.
No, you don't have the right legal crew. You don't have the right people around you. When you find yourself
in. They want him in. He going to get them juries and them juries.
No, you don't understand. Prevention is better than cure, listeners. You don't have the right people around you when you have that kind of money and you still are dealing with these type of things.
He's a deviant. He can't help himself.
Listen
allegedly.
To me. Listen to me. Alleged. You can allegedly be a deviant and still get away, a legal deviant.
I know. He got away with
there
it
is
for
legal. No,
years.
Not get away with. No. Oh, oh. There is legal ways to be a deviant. You can be deviant legally.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's like.
That means you don't have the right people around you.
No.
Because if you had the right lawyers around you, the first thing they would explain to you is, sir, consenting. Consenting, sir, adults. Sir, adults.
But that's not.
Transparency. Transparency. Let me ask you a question.
Do you think he's not that intelligent?
Let me ask you a question. Would Hugh Hefner go to jail now? You remember he had a brothel?
No, I think he was a little different.
No. Hold on. Stop. Explain to me, what is the difference with Hugh Hefner, who was celebrated, who was permitted to have a house full of women, who had a mansion mm-hmm. of women. Mm-hmm. Part of human trafficking is deception. If you lure someone for the deception, mm-hmm. for deceptive purposes, mm-hmm. what was, some of these women were lured. They were lured to be in a Playboy magazine, to be a centerfold. You're being lured.
Wait, how do you get lured to be in, okay, you first you're in a Playboy bunny suit. You have to look a certain way. You have to act a certain way. You have to dress a certain way. You have to have the right height, size, blah, blah, blah. So you get your body ready for this so you can be in the play as a Playboy bunny. Mm-hmm. Then you stay at the mansion. You can And then you want to be the center for the Playboy is a porno magazine.
Okay.
So somebody forced you to be in a porno magazine?
Okay, so I'm glad you described that. Let me give you the mirror image of that fraternal twin. So you went to Puff Daddy's house. You saw the parties.
Hold on, let me finish. No. Puff, you got to do it as music, right? So I'm in Detroit and Motown gone. I'm singing my little heart out.
Yes, you get to come in my book.
And Puff Daddy told me.
You're going to sing. Just like you working for the centerfold, you got to look a certain way. You got to wear a certain outfit. Right. You got to be here a certain time.
I'm supposed to be naked with
Oh, you're going to be naked here, too. You're going to be naked here, too. Because when you come and I tell you to take off your clothes, and you take off your clothes, and you're an adult woman, and you know what's going on, and I throw down all the drugs, and I said, these are the drugs you're going to do, and you didn't walk out the door and say, no, I didn't come here for this. I came here to do a video. You engaged in it, and then you want to turn around and tell me you need my taxpayer money to come save you from Puff Daddy's mansion?
Let me say this.
Didn't nobody save anybody at the Playboy mansion? Some of those women were 18, young, impressionable.
18 is legal.
Oh, okay. So let me tell you what Homeland Security better produce. They better produce some children in this human trafficking.
What I'm saying is that from what Cassidy described, right, he would pay prostitutes, allegedly, to come in and force themselves upon her. Like, that's what she said.
Okay.
So
I think it was going down at the Playboy Mansion. That's my point.
I don't have somebody telling me the exact details. Protect black women. I don't have somebody telling me the exact details of what happened.
Selective outrage is why this country will be ruined.
It's already ruined. Let me tell you something. It's been ruined.
Your outrage.
It was ruined when they stepped foot on soil and killed all the indigenous people.
Your outrage cannot be selective. If you have a problem.
The ground.
If you have a problem with human trafficking, if you have a problem with deceptive tactics of men.
So has it been alleged that he was human trafficking people?
That's part of the allegations.
About Puff Daddy. I'm talking about Hugh Hefner.
Girl, who was coming for Hugh? Hugh, first of all, is an older white male.
What I'm doing is I'm asking the question. I'm just asking, because Puff Daddy has been.
Who was listening? Any 18-year-old or anybody at the Playboy Mansion who made an outcry, what do you think in those days would have happened to her? She'd have got booted. who do you think? You think the feds are coming?
I don't know, but they old now.
That's my point.
My point is this. I'm with you. All I'm saying is that you know how those old hoes came out on Cosby.
Yeah.
Cosby and Hugh was best friends. Did them same old hoes come out on Hugh?
Some of them have come out and said that I've seen at least one.
Okay.
Let me clarify for the listeners. I've seen one person who came out and said, I don't even know what I was thinking. I was just so influenced by, this is what you're supposed to do. You know, and I thought about it and I was like, why did I marry this man? This man is actually, because some of them got married to him.
Oh, you talking about them three girls that I used to watch on TV who were all his girlfriends?
It doesn't matter if it was one. It doesn't matter if it was two. It doesn't matter if it was three. It matters that the person is saying it was deceptive. I was deceived because I was influenced.
It's a difference if I go in there knowing that I'm going to have some wild drug party fun with Puff Daddy. But when he bring all his homies into the room and run me rampant, that's a whole different.
No. When it's a problem is if you say, wait, I signed up for you, sir. I did not sign up for you. I didn't sign up for you. I didn't sign up for you. So I'm signing off. Goodbye. 911 is a joke in your town. It ain't a joke in mine. I'm calling the police. I better be out of here right now because I'm telling you.
So are you telling, are you saying you're going to wait for the evidence to come?
I have to. I'm an attorney, for God's sakes. I don't play one on TV.
I am not an attorney.
You play one on TV?
And I play street justice. No, I'm not an attorney and I don't play one on TV. so I can be judgmental. Throw him into jail. I knew it was coming. And he took out Puff Daddy and Biggie.
So she can rush the judgment.
I can.
And try him in the court of public opinion. But I cannot do that.
Right.
Because I know that people have been falsely accused.
He going to
I know
jail.
That it's very likely for people who are stars to be falsely accused. I know that people who cut checks, if they're falsely accused, open the window for other people to falsely accuse them because you open the line to the food chain and the money grab. So I am going to reserve judgment because I'm a jury and I'm going to wait until all the evidence is closed as it's supposed to be in a jury trial before I give my verdict. So stay tuned, listeners.
Guilty.
We will talk about Puff Daddy again, one of these fine days. All right, so resignations are in order. Alec Murdaugh, the clerk in the Alec Murdaugh jurisdiction.
Oh, I thought we were talking about my homegirl.
What homegirl? Y'all want to talk about Alec? Can we talk about Alec first?
Go ahead.
We can still talk about your homegirl if we talk about Alec first.
Go for it.
I don't know why she wants to take the show off the rails, listeners.
Because you ain't told me.
She want to entertain y'all, okay? Did you see the production list? Do you see the production list?
I do not.
All right, then. So I'm just going to go in. I'm just going to go ahead and go into what I know. We're going to talk about
it. Well, go on for it, honey.
Alec Murdaugh, the clerk in the Alec Murdaugh case, who have become the center of attention as it pertains to his motion for new trial, has resigned from her position. What's your take?
I don't trust DAs. So
she's not a DA. She's the clerk. She's only supposed to take the paper, stamp the paper, put the paper back, take the jurors to the room, take the jurors back from the room.
Her and the DA cool like that. I don't trust her.
Do you think her book was a motivation?
Yeah, the clerk did not follow protocol.
Okay, so first of all, I think there should be law passed that says clerk cannot write a book about any case that she has participated in. Prosecutor cannot write a book.
What about like years later? Like a time frame. Not like
I don't have an issue about time frame. Yeah. Like give the people some time to heal. And I'm talking about everybody. The families.
Which would be like 10 years. Maybe
15. When people don't no longer cares.
Okay.
I'm trying to not get you any money.
Like write the book about OJ now.
Correct. I'm trying to stop you from being I'm trying to take away your motivation to push a case that you know is not a viable case.
We should drink to that because we
bingo.
Were on the same page.
I agree.
And I'm thirsty.
Always on the Diva Court. We're gonna plug up a water hose to this diva. And every time she said, I'm dry, I'm thirsty, we just shh and wet her up. All right, back to Murdaugh.
Okay.
I don't think you should be able to profit off of your profession when it pertains to incarceration of someone, when it pertains to any type of removal of a person's freedom or a person's freedom of
and
speech.
And what she know about the case as a clerk? Just
crazy. Knows too much.
Right.
And was allegedly telling the jurors, based on the testimony of the jurors, that she came in and said, don't take all day. Don't let him fool you. Don't let him trick you. Don't believe him. You know, don't be swayed. This shouldn't take a while because she got the book deal coming out and she needs to hurry up according to the allegations that she's trying
to
hurry.
Are they pressing charges against her?
That's when she resigned. They opened the second investigation. So the first investigation was, should Murdaugh get a new trial or not? Based on her conduct and jury tampering is what the allegation is.
I think she should.
I think he should get a new trial.
I mean, I think he should.
I think he should get a new trial. Then they opened a second investigation into her to see what benefits she might have gotten using her office. Because now they're like, whoa, if you're capable of doing this to get your book deal out, what else did you do? So when they opened that investigation, that's when she said, I'm just going to resign. Because if I were her and if I were her lawyer.
Jury tampering is a crime.
It is.
So why is she not being charged for that?
It depends. Maybe she hears the rumors about that she should be prosecuted. Maybe the voices are getting louder that she should be prosecuted. Because that's whenever resignations come up on a person who is fighting to keep their job, they've heard the word jail, prison.
Like
those words are the best motivator for somebody to say, that's all right.
I don't know if you can answer this question. So if you don't answer this question, I'm fine. If you are under investigation, but not really sure if you're under investigation, but could possibly be under investigation, can you just leave the country?
Of course you can. If you're not under any court order not to depart the United States, if you're not under any court order to or you're not, you don't know of a warrant. You understand what I'm saying? Like if you find out that you have a warrant and now all of a sudden you're leaving, timing is everything. Because remember, a prosecutor now is going to argue that you fled because you knew that a warrant had issued for you. And that's a consciousness of guilt. So now you have a tougher criminal defense case if you leave after the warrant was
so
issued.
So you should have like a trip planned once a month. If you're going to be in some gangster shit.
I'm a professional gangster. If you gonna I be- vacation once a month on the first of every month.
Never tell them when.
Because that's
just
when
show
I
a
think.
Pattern. A pattern of
in
you.
Fact, I'm going to buy the tickets every January so that I can show proof the tickets were purchased way before the warrant dropped. Right. It was bought January 1st. So if you issue a warrant in February or March or April or May, I already had the ticket.
Oh, I just changed my date.
I already had a ticket. So you can't lock me up for that. You can't say I fled. I bought that ticket in January because every year I leave every month on the 1st.
I had to push it back because I had to make sure my kids was out of school.
Yeah, I was waiting. Something came up. And then I had to go. Right. We know what came up. Yeah, she did a lot. She was doing a lot. And based on the testimony, the hearing that they've had.
Did they rule on whether or not he gets a new trial?
Not yet.
Okay.
And I think she's concerned because there's so much investigation going on. I would be concerned, too. And once I'd be like, no job, no clerk's job. It doesn't pay that much. No clerk's job.
Is worth it.
Is worth it. Yeah. Your freedom.
Well, that book
her reputation's
deal,
already
that book
ruined.
Deal was worth it.
Well, the book deal might have thought the book deal was worth it, but now hindsight.
And that's the thing. So that's my thing. Like, what you know about? Were you reading the documents filed or something?
Well, she gets to read the documents.
I know.
Filed.
I was
She's
saying,
a clerk.
Were you reading it.
She was reading it. Okay. She was reading documents that are filed. But the documents filed is not necessarily the evidence. Because remember, she's actually in
right,
the courtroom.
Right, so I'm just saying. How,
I could come sit in the courtroom. Okay. Yeah, I come sit in the courtroom.
Hearing the evidence.
I could hear what's going on. Because remember, I'm responsible for the jurors. Mm. So when it's time for the judge to say, send the jurors out, I get to take them out and take them in the room. And the bailiffs or the sheriffs, however they use.
I thought the sheriffs was responsible for the jurors.
No, they are responsible. She gives the instructions. Because she's the clerk. She keeps up with the list, who's going to trial, how many jurors she needs to bring in.
I thought they do that in the comforts of their own office.
Who?
The clerk.
No, you do that at the courthouse. You can't
That's
do
what
that.
I'm saying, the comforts of their own
no,
office.
No, no, no. Usually have once the jurors come in, like if you're serving jury duty, you come in for jury duty. They might have 400 people in the jury room.
And the clerk is in there.
Yeah, the clerk has to move the bodies. So the clerk is telling you what courtroom you're going to go to.
Okay, so when you say, so it's the top clerk, the one that's elected, or is it just, don't you have little mini clerks?
No, she'll have clerk minions, you know, and the little clerk minions will, you know, do. It depends also on how large the jurisdiction is and how many courtrooms they have.
Okay.
Fulton County is huge, so of course you're going to have a bunch of clerk minions. But in small jurisdictions where, like that, because that's a country jurisdiction, it might be two judges.
Mm.
So she might be responsible for two courtrooms, and that's not a lot. Okay. So when they call jurors in, they might call 200 jurors in.
Okay.
And depending on how serious the case is and how many jurors they're going to pick and how many alternates the courts are going to allow. Because remember, you can file motions in criminal cases to have additional jurors because of the hugeness of the case or the size of the case. So in her situation.
I'm bored with her now.
Don't worry. She ain't bored. She is not bored. She going to be real sexy when she gets to jail if they press charges against her.
Right.
So she has put herself in a quandary. Moral of the story is, listener, no book deal is worth it.
Oh, I thought it was like, book your ticket.
Book your ticket in January. All right. Let's talk about who you want to talk about. Your girl, Candace Owens, has been fired from her job.
And they always try to take a good black woman down.
Well, this I would not use the word good so loosely, okay?
Good is doing a lot of work in that sentence.
Yeah, she did. Working. She did. Heavy lifting.
It's a strong black woman.
Did you hurt
sentence.
Your back trying to lift that?
No, she's a capitalist. Like,
you're going to be a bag lady?
She's a capitalist. Like, why are we hating on capitalism?
She's a fascist.
That's
well,
even
she's
worse.
She's a capitalist.
That's
why
worse.
Why are we hating on capitalism?
We hating on fascists. Okay. Is that what it is?
No, capitalism.
Fascism.
She say what she got to say.
No, she don't say what she got to say.
To get the bag.
She a grifter and we know it.
You said what? What did you say?
She a grifter and we all know it.
what I'm saying.
Grifter.
Yeah, I'll right. I'll
that's
say
a nice name.
That's
a
grifter, capitalism.
A grifter is similar to a stripper, but they do it with words.
Oh.
I don't have no problem with that.
Oh.
I would wish I was a grifter. So,
no, you don't. No, you don't.
I get this money right
no,
quick.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't want to wish you were a grifter. There's a lot that comes with that. Remember, when you inherit the money, you inherit haters.
What I'm saying is
and
that
your haters America, might not equate to the
America
money.
America allows for capitalism to work. She says,
to be honest with you, I think capitalism is overused and I think it's abused. And I think it's used as an opportunity.
I think it's true.
I think it's used as an opportunity to be mean, nasty, disrespectful, mm-hmm. hateful. Mm-hmm. It's used for a lot.
Right.
And it doesn't.
So why are we knocking her?
Whoa. We knock bad behavior. We don't care who's doing it. Two rights don't make a wrong. If you're a rapist, R. Kelly, I have a problem with you.
If
you're a rapist, Puff Daddy, I have a problem with you.
Two rights make a
left. If you a rapist, no, two rights don't make a left. Two rights make a right.
So if you keep going right.
You in a circle, boo.
Let me see if that's true. Maybe it's a square.
You like a square better?
Right.
Okay. So my point is, I will not justify a wrong with a wrong, ever, because I wasn't raised like that. I was raised, thank God, bless my soul, my parents' soul in peace. Kudos to Leela and Rupert. They did a good job. Thank you very much, if I have to toot my own horn. But I was never raised like that. We were raised with wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. Mm. Do not take a pen from the job without asking for it, because that was stealing.
Wrong.
You must have permission to take it with you.
Is
so
in the
if I say
eye of the beholder.
No, these days it is, because we want to have big sin, big wrong, little wrong.
Wrong in this world that we live in under this jurisdiction is subjective.
No. Man wants to make wrong subjective,
right.
But it's not. The laws that have been laid down about wrong, whether man's law or God's law or the universe's law, whatever you want to call it, the law, it's not.
Well, a lot of people don't adhere to God's law or the universe's
law.
Well,
how about you adhere to the humanistic law?
So,
do good and good will follow
good,
you.
Again, good is subjective.
No, it's not.
Good
we
is
know
subjective.
What good is. Good is staying away from minor children. Good is not having sex with minor children. Good is not raping
I'm
women.
Not gonna argue.
Good is not
I'm
shooting
not
someone
argue.
And killing them.
I'm not going to.
Good.
Okay. Let me say this. I'm not going to argue with that aspect because I agree with your perspective. But the person who is doing those things, subjectively.
No, they know they're doing bad.
No,
they might want you to think they think they're doing.
It's easy to say that when we're in a civilized world. But when the world was not civilized, those things living in this secular world, who is to say was right or wrong? If we because we have an objective belief on what is right and what is wrong, we stand by that. But if we don't stand by that and there was no objective right or wrong, then everything is subjective. It's whatever you feel.
No,
and a lot
it's not
of,
whatever you feel. That's why we have to put
it is.
That's
why
the
laws, that's why the laws change.
No,
even
no, no.
To this
that's
day.
Why
it's
laws are
feel.
Important because you want to. If you don't have a society, if you don't have a society with laws, you have pandemonium. And pandemonium for you, sweetheart, you would not want to
no,
see.
No, I definitely.
A lot of people think no, but a lot of people play that game, that risky game about as long as I'm making money, I could call it capitalism. As long as I'm making money, I could do whatever I want to do and not think about the consequences. I'm going to say, in the words of President Obama, words matter. Words matter. And that's why when he spoke, a lot of people would think, and my assessment of his slow speaking was him thinking about what he was getting ready to say. And the consequences, his words.
Did you slow down to think
could
about
cause
what you were going
as to why
to say?
He says words matter, especially when you're in leadership. What do you think you're doing
I'm
as a mother
saying,
when you're talking to your children?
So
words matter.
Okay, so
don't do that, honey. That's wrong.
So taking me out of the picture and putting in the fact that this world is a secular world. And what I mean is that secularism is on the rise. No God, no this, no that. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, there's no foundation on what is right and what is wrong.
There is
I cannot,
foundation.
I would like to finish.
It's better for you to tell me that man has decided to forfeit
What
they know to be right and wrong.
What I'm going to say is that laws change based on the zeitgeist of the time. Laws change. The laws that we had 50 years ago are completely different than the laws that we have now. So all I'm saying is that if we stand on what men think is right, it's subject to change. God's law doesn't change. Like, it's very easy for us to, and when I say us, I'm talking about me and you. Like, everything you're saying, I agree with. Like, I agree with, this is the law. This is, if you steal, you're a thief. And I agree with all that. But those who don't believe in that, you know what I'm saying? You don't have a anchor to hold anything down. It's objective. I mean, I'm sorry. It's subjective. It's what benefits you and what does not benefit you.
I disagree to a certain extent. And what I mean by that is individuals who I have experienced that have done wrong will, when they get a moment to, if they're not mentally ill, because remember, absent mental illness, because you have individuals that if you have a mental illness, your ability to appreciate and to conduct and to conform your behavior to societal norms is tough for you. Because you're seeing trees, trees are talking, that kind of stuff, right? But my point is that people who are not suffering from a mental illness that do things that are wrong, societal's definition of wrong, when you speak to them about why did you do, and ask questions, they will say to you, I know it was wrong. I don't know what came over me. So my point is
easy to say when we're in a civilized world that was established by Judeo-Christian rules. Like I'm talking about though, those Vikings didn't think they was wrong when they was pillaging.
Let me tell you something.
They was killing each other. Pillaging and raping and all that stuff. Well, it's easy to say that in a civilized world, but when the world, if the world wasn't civilized and the world started from scratch and nobody believed in God, it will be tribalism and it will be what's best for me and my people, and it won't be about
right.
You.
And I get back to my point, and that's why we have to be careful using the word capitalism to justify wrong conduct to the point where we're willing to say, well, she ain't the only one doing it. Whoa. I don't come across a molester and say, he ain't the only one doing it.
Well, her words and conduct are two different, not conduct. Her words and actions are two different things.
Well, I don't know that because I have not seen her actions. I've only heard her words.
Only heard her words.
And that's the issue, is that words matter.
Sticks and stones.
And you have to be careful because somebody could get hurt.
Somebody's feelings can get hurt.
Not just their feelings. You now live in that same society that you're talking about where it's just, oh, the Vikings didn't think. Some of them Vikings are still here.
Right. They're going to get that warrior spirit out and start slashing people.
I mean, Candace's audience wasn't for black people. It was for white people to feel good about their racism.
Right.
To hear a black woman say, it's okay to be racist.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, it feels good.
I think it is.
It's just a way of being able, because it doesn't sell well when a white person tells another white person it's okay to be racist.
Yeah, I think it is.
It don't sell.
She's a catalyst.
She's just a way of selling it to the white industry.
She's
being prostituted. Because if you can use someone of color
to say it
easier.
I don't think she's being prostituted. I think her money, her God is her money. So it's like, I know these white folks is going to love it. They're going to eat it up. They're going to give me all these meals. I don't think she's being prostituted. I think she's pimping it out. I think she's just smarter because she was on that liberal side. She wanted to get enough hits. She did something about trying to get rid of Anonymous. It wasn't getting enough hits. She got into it with like the gamers because the gamers like to do anonymous stuff, and she got into it with another group. So she wasn't getting no hits. But the minute she turned, she was finding a place to go. And the minute she said, "Uh-oh,"
once the money hit,
I can
she
go.
Just realized, oh,
yeah,
I can go to these
up.
Whites.
I can keep
and
this
so
up.
She like, I'm going where the money resides. So I don't know if she believes what she says. I don't care if she does or not.
Well, it's hard to know because everybody now is putting on faces and
I'm
acting
saying.
Just to
I
get
think
the money.
I think she in it.
Well, I hope
the
money
the
is
money.
Worth it for her. I hope that she feels really good about herself.
Yeah, I think she does.
Because after you fly to the country, after you've had the steak, after you've eaten the caviar, after you've worn the coat, after you've put on the dress, after you've worn the expensive shoes, after you've eaten at every restaurant, after you've gotten on that private jet, at the end of the day.
You still gotta live with yourself.
Hey, preach. I can, what? I can drink to that. Bloop.
So this is what I was going to say. If people in the community love drug dealers, right? They love drug dealers as their uncles, their cousins, you know, let's just say they selling weed. It's still not good for the community, right? And when they get home, they're the uncles, they're the fathers, they're this, they're supporting their, you know, their little family. She's just selling a drug to the white folks. And when she get home, maybe she tell her family, like, I'm just trying to get this money out of them.
I wouldn't compare to that because I think there were people who are in such an impoverished circumstance that survival was what caused them to end up selling
drugs.
It's just
a different level of survival.
No, but she don't need to survive. She had enough resources and access to other forms of being able to feed herself. So when it comes to somebody's...
She's thriving.
No, that's my point. But that's my point is like when I find somebody that's so desperate, you know what I'm saying? Desperate. I'll find someone I'm like, oh my God, I could justify. I don't know if I found myself in that desperate way. I'm looking at the kid. The kid is hungry. I'm hungry. I don't know what to do. But I can't go to public.
In my head, it's better for her to do her little rhetoric than for drug dealers to be in the community selling crack to willing participants. But the babies that come with these crackhead mamas and crackhead fathers are the ones who are going to have the ultimate effect. So for me, selling crack in the neighborhood will always be worse than Candace over here selling emotional language to white folks.
It's hard to quantify the damage that she's causing.
Correct.
It's hard to.
Does she affect you?
You can't. You don't know.
I'm asking you.
I don't know because it's hard to quantify.
But we can quantify the effects of the crack on the community.
Because it's stochastic terrorism, and the greatest part about stochastic terrorism, the person who
you gonna have to define that. Because I like it. No, I'm.
You gonna use that word?
I like it.
You're
like,
tell me how I use it.
Hey, one thing I'm not gonna play with it. Like, if I don't know something, I'm gonna ask.
Stochastic terrorism is a way of enticing.
Pronounce it again.
Stochastic.
Stochastic. Okay. Yeah.
Stochastic.
Not sarcastic. No. Not sarcastic terrorism, which I would have liked. You are a sarcastic terrorist.
It is when you use other means to incite violence, but not directly. It's indirectly in a way that you can wash your hands and say, I had nothing to do with it. I didn't tell those people to do that. I just I popped the question.
So that's what they're saying that Donald Trump did.
Correct.
Right.
You have the deniability to say I wasn't quite there. I didn't actually tell them.
But her narrative is more so like, yeah, those BLM people, they are terrible terrorists. Yeah, those blah blah blah. George Floyd, the police didn't kill him for real. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how that turns into
and the violence. Planes, the planes falling out the sky were technically because the black people didn't build the bolts properly.
She said that.
A lot of the conservatives on what's his name, her network, what was it, Daily Wire, were pretty much pushing that idea because of the Boeing plug accident with
The black people was causing terrorism.
First, they thought it was the black pilot's fault. They thought it was a black woman pilot, but they just found out it was just a woman pilot.
Then it wasn't black. She wasn't black.
She was black. So when they found out,
don't you hate it when a conspiracy don't work?
They're using DEI, which is they're hiring black engineers to build the planes. That's why the planes are falling out.
And don't have black engineers setting up the white man.
And then Boeing's like, we're using DEI, but we have to hire many black people.
So they don't work here.
So it, they're using racism in a way where they can wash their hands and be like,
"Is that what she did?"
Yes, that's the whole.
What she
whole
what did she say?
Industry where she.
So she's the one who said, or it just came through the Daily Wire.
That's her, like her and the Daily Wire. You have to sit and watch your discussions because they have podcasts like how we have podcasts.
Oh, right.
They have discussions and they talk about these things how we talk about these things, and they'll pop ideas like, you know, they need to stop hiring these, you know, DEI people, these diversity hires, because they're not qualified to really be flying these planes. Because if I see a black pilot, I wouldn't say I'd be scared, but I'd be like,
is that what she said?
Qualified.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, these people have been saying, like, it's a roundabout way of not
that
being
is
able
funny.
To directly pound.
Yeah, because you can't say, don't get on the airline if you see a black pilot. You can't say that.
So, to me, it's cowardly.
Of course, it's a coward.
I wish you'd just say it.
It's a coward.
But to me, I still don't think that is worse than. Drug dealers
what
selling
I'm saying
crack
is it encourages the crazies to do crazy.
I mean, and that's gonna be crazy.
No. Crazy can be incited. Trust me. Okay.
Have you read their manifestos? Hey, when your name's in a manifesto,
yeah. You've got to read at least one.
I was inspired by Candace Owens, the only black woman I'm not gonna take.
You've
out.
Got to read one, okay, like, before oops. You say, "Oh my god."
A good movie, if they like, the audience needs to watch, is Bamboozled by Spike Lee.
I think I've seen that.
It's a long time ago. It's a wonderful movie.
A good movie explains all of this. A good movie.
All of it.
A good movie is Who Cloned Tyrone.
Oh my gosh.
That was good.
I thought you were going to say Better Call Tyrone. I was going to say no, ma'am. So that was not a movie.
Spike Lee.
Bamboozle. Catch it.
I think I seen that a while back. I would have to.
All right.
Watch it again.
I'm going to have to close the show here.
Listeners,
it's your bedtime. You've got to get some rest.
Aww.
Your doctor said, turn the phones off and get you some sleep. But because you stay tuned to Diva Court, you're going to rest better tonight. Mm-hmm. Don't miss our audio every single week. Find us on Spotify. Apple Podcasts. And Google Podcasts. Don't forget to look for our videos every Wednesday where we push them out real good on YouTube. And as we say here on Diva Court when we close the show every week, we'll drink to that.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Did you want us to wait or not?
No, he wants you to end the show.
Sorry, sleight of hand. Slip.
You got a double.
Can I take my shoes off? My feet hurt.
We got to drink to that.